Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. Shanghai is gradually reopening its urban public transport system. The plan is to resume services step by step beginning this weekend. Lei Shuran has more.
The city is planning to first resume operations of Metro Lines 3, 6, 10, and 16, as well as 273 bus lines, covering all of the districts in the city center, the city's two airports, its railway stations, and central hospitals. Meanwhile, plans for privately owned cars and taxis are also under development.
We are setting up venue codes and digital sentries at stations and in carriages to guide passengers to scan the code before getting on. All passengers also need to have a valid negative 48-hour PCR test result to take public transport. Overall, the city's public transportation is in the initial stage of a gradual recovery and may not meet the expectations of the general public. Please be patient, and suggestions and opinions are also welcomed.
So far, venue codes have been posted at 449 metro stations, as well as on more than 18,000 buses. 52 digital sentry devices have also been installed at some regional bus terminals. Metro lines have been running no load test runs since May the 5th, and bus terminals have been implementing strict disinfection procedures.
We disinfect backup vehicles twice a day. As for those put into operation, it is required to disinfect them every time they complete their route.
The city's public transport department has also conducted fire inspections on over 40,000 buses and safety inspections on nearly 1,100 charging piles, 30 rectifier stations, and trolley bus networks. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.
China is studying and revising the catalog of industries in which foreign investment is encouraged and therefore will be offering more business opportunities for global stakeholders to participate in China's development. Zhang Shixuan has more.
Glass, gypsum building materials, ceramics. They're everywhere in the construction and industrial world, whether that be in buildings, transportation, or infrastructure. Specializing in providing all of them, France-based Saint-Gobain has been doing businesses in China for 37 years. The company has been diversifying its business nationwide, building plants not just in eastern and coastal cities like Shanghai, but also the country's western and northern regions.
For instance, recently we opened a business in Chengdu or in Chongqing, and we see that they also want to attract a lot of foreign investment, and they are growing very fast. Chongqing, Chengdu, they are huge cities, and we have developed two new business. For us, it's very important to keep being strong in big cities, tier one like Shanghai, like Shenzhen, to have a hands on the latest innovation. On the other hand, it's important to go in western and northern part regions, because some of them are more competitive in terms of cost, labor cost and all the cost.
The company also has high expectations for business prospects in northern regions. Just last week, it signed an agreement with a steel manufacturer in Shandong province to work out solutions to reuse industrial waste materials, at the same time helping advance China's carbon neutrality goals.
And we know that in China, there are a massive steel industry, and steel industries, they generate a lot of byproducts. But it's a waste, which is clean, and that we want to reuse to make building materials. And more, what we want to do is to build carbon neutral plants. We have done this in Europe, and we will be very happy to do the same in China, to try to find disruptive innovation projects to make carbon neutral plants also in China and to support the country to reach carbon neutrality.
Having been doing robotics business here for almost 30 years, Swiss-based ABB now has developed a full value chain of robot services in China, from R&D to production, sales, and engineering. Its biggest robotics factory in the world, an investment that has cost 1 billion yuan, will start operation in Shanghai in the third quarter of the year. The company's development is going hand in hand with the growth of China's manufacturing sector, and it sees extensive prospects nationwide.
The automobile industry is now distributed in quite a balanced way. In northeast areas, Shenyang and Changchun, eastern areas, Shanghai, and southern areas, Guangzhou and Liuzhou, western areas, Chongqing and Chengdu, as well as Wuhan and Changsha in the central region. For the past 20 years, the growth of the electronics sector has been concentrated in the eastern and southern regions. But we've noticed that in recent years, those industries have been showing signs of growing in the southwest and central regions.
The manufacturing giant's latest business expansion plans across China echo the government's plans to attract more foreign investments, especially in the country's central, western, and northeastern regions. Earlier this month, the central government unveiled the draft version of the catalog of encouraged industries for foreign investment. Adding 238 more items while expanding up to 114 existing ones. Once formalized, the new list will replace its 2020 version. But experts warn that more improvements are needed to encourage more foreign investments.
Government encouraged the foreign investment into go west or go north. It is not a short period policy. It is already lasted for 10 years or more because the entire China should be balanced not only on the coastal area, but also on the west areas. But the only thing challenge the foreign investment is the talents. And the other thing is much more important is the how to make the policy, especially the foreign investment policy, the continuity. For long-term investment purpose, we need to stabilize this kind of treatment towards the foreign investor.
China's actual use of foreign capital during the January to April period expanded more than 26% year on year. Zhang Shixuan, Shanghai Live.
To help the hearing impaired get timely and accurate COVID-19 pandemic information, sign language interpreters are always at the city's daily COVID-19 press conference. Zhang Yue has more.
Standing alongside a speaker at the city's daily pandemic press conferences are a group of sign language interpreters from the Shanghai Disabled Persons Federation. They now enabled an estimated 80,000 people with a hearing impairment keep up to date with lockdown news. Ko Chenju is one of the interpreters. She can also be seen on local news programs. As many pandemic terms are befuddling to the hearing impaired, she tries to be straightforward and create some new sign language phrases from existing gestures.
For example, this gesture means making copies with a printer. And as retailers have to put a venue QR code on the wall, we now use a similar gesture like this to represent it. As for the term grid screening, we are now using this gesture to help people understand how it's done.
Interpreters for the hearing impairment first appeared at the press conference on February 22, 2020. The team has been working over the past 2 years to create easy-to-understand signs for terms related to the pandemic.
There's a doctor talking about the R naught value of the virus. And he told me that it's the average number of people that one infected person will infect.
I usually interpret the word Shanghai like this at the briefing, while other team members usually use a formal gesture like this. Mine is more understandable.
Cole says they also avoid using too many technical expressions to make everything easier to understand.
The sign used to represent the coronavirus worldwide is this. It's like the appearance of the virus. For people here in Shanghai, we also add the sign meaning new before that.
And it does work, as many of the hearing impaired in the city have expressed appreciation for the team's work.
I'm relieved as many of my hearing impaired friends and interpreters said my signs are clear and easy to understand.
Many communities in the city are also offering sign language services and making sign language videos. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.